What's up, cuties? It's Merritt, and this is Cue the New You podcast. Oh my gosh, I want to talk about this past weekend. So I went to New York to play in the New York Sevens Camogie tournament with the Twin Cities Camogie team, TCRE, I believe, and person from St. Louis. We had no subs. The pitches were beautiful. And we played six 14-minute long games against all Irish teams. One of them was a youth team. It was so much fun. It was so nice being able to play against Camogues who are on the level I am on. And so it made it a really competitive tournament. And I feel like if we played really well, I went into it with no nerves, actually. If you know me, I get really nervous because I doubt myself a lot, and I said no more to that. And so I went in just really excited and to have fun and to let it be a learning experience. And it went better than expected, and I played a lot better because I was a lot more confident on the field, and you could tell. But, and then in the fourth game, my calves cramped, and then I wasn't doing much after that. What was special about this trip was I got to hang out with my brother and sister-in-law and my nephews, my two nephews, who are just growing up. It's so nice hanging out with them because we live so far apart and we don't see each other a lot. So it's always a wonderful time being with them. I feel like I sound different. I know I don't, but I feel like I do because I got my bottom retainer, permanent retainer, taken off today because it broke. Part of it broke. And my teeth feel really weird, and I feel like I'm just speaking differently. Although I think it's just I'm not used to not having a retainer there. I just wanted to kind of talk about being patient and not being patient. Because a lot of times when we set goals, and myself included, is we set a goal and then we set some kind of timeline. And I know a lot of people who have said, oh, I need to lose 10 pounds by the end of the month. And sometimes these goals are realistic, sometimes they are not realistic. And then when we don't reach those goals within that deadline, then it's like, oh, see, it didn't work. I can't do it. And so you just stop trying. You know how people yo-yo diet? You can yo-yo goal set. And part of that comes with just, I think, experience and maturity and getting help along the way and having guidance, but also believing in a long-term picture and believing in yourself that you can actually reach that goal. A friend asked me a question about losing fat because they've been doing all their things, eating well, not eating sugar, not eating flour, working out, weightlifting, doing some HIIT and some cardio, but focusing more on weightlifting, and they've lost weight and have gained a little bit of muscle, but they still can't seem to lose fat. So they were asking me, like, my opinion about that. And they started this back in February. It's been a couple months. And I was talking to them, and I was saying that, honestly, it's just going to take longer than you think it should take to really notice your body changing. Or to notice, like, the fat loss and then the muscle gain. Like, you're starting to develop and show your muscles more. I was telling them that in my experience, I've been working out with my trainer Marina for a year now, and it took me a good 8-9 months of consistently working out with her to like wake up and realize, oh, holy shit, I look different. Like, I have felt strong, and I think it was just the transition from going into winter to now spring, because I put out all of my shorts for the summer and like none of them were fitting me. And I was like, oh my gosh, what in the world? And then I started like looking at my legs, because over the winter I just wear leggings or pants. And I was like, oh, okay. I can tell that my quads have gotten bigger and my hamstring has gotten bigger. Not only that, but my booty is looking rather good now. And again, it's been a year since I started weightlifting. And it's like you wake up, you do all this work, and then one day you wake up and you're like, oh, I see the results that I wanted to see. You know, I noticed that about myself a couple months ago. And it's just sometimes you have short-term goals and sometimes you have long-term goals. I was telling my friend that you just need to set the impatience on the side and just keep doing what you're doing. I hear it over and over again, especially in business with business coaches that I follow, that consistency is key. And I've talked about consistency before, that sometimes you're going to show up at 30%, sometimes you're going to show up at 100% every day. But being consistent means that you're showing up no matter the percentage. And if you keep putting things out there, then you will eventually get something in return. I've talked about my business before, and it's kind of that way with my business because I have this program that I want to launch and I believe will be successful. I'm still trying to figure out that process. And I just opened up one-on-one coaching, and I know I can help a lot of people, and it's just getting that message out and that word out for people to just know that I have that offer available, and it's not going to be an overnight thing where I'm going to get booked up right away. I know another business coach, it took, in her first year of business, she made $40. And then in her second year, I forget the number, it was maybe $100,000 or $200,000, but now, like 5 years into it, she's making a lot of money. She always uses the popcorn analogy where you put popcorn in the microwave and the end result is you're going to go from the kernel to the popped popcorn. And sometimes the first one will pop and then it'll take a couple seconds and then the second one will pop and then the third one will pop. And sometimes some of the kernels don't even pop. Like it's not, they didn't have enough time in the microwave. They didn't have enough heat or oil to pop. Sometimes things take longer. Everybody's different. Like if you put two people on the same diet, one person may lose fat faster than the other person because it also depends on like genetics and if they're sleeping properly and hydrating and all of this stuff. So it's recognizing what goal you want to set. When you're setting a goal, you also need to be clear about the goal that you want to set. What I mean by that is if, like, especially when New Year's comes around, people are like, oh, I'm going to start eating healthier. I'm going to start eating healthier. But what does that actually mean for you? And why is that going to benefit you? Why do you want to start eating healthier? What's your end goal for that? That's kind of the why behind your goal too. And you need to get clear on what you actually want your goal to be, what you want your final result to be. And I've talked a lot about the model. And if your result now is weighing this amount, then a clear goal for you, if you wanted to lose the 10 pounds, would be take your current weight and then say minus 10 pounds. And I wouldn't even put you could put a timeline on it and say like 3 months. And then if you don't hit that goal in 3 months, just keep going until you hit that goal. It may take you 5 months to hit that goal. But if you put so much pressure on yourself to set this vague goal within an unrealistic timeline, it's going to be very difficult for you to achieve that goal. And then if you don't achieve it, then you're going to feel so much disappointment and so much shame and confusion. Like, why can I not be better? Why can I not do this? Why can I not figure this out? So I think being aware of your current state and figure out what you want in the future for a result. So if you struggle with setting a goal and achieving that said goal, it's could be because your lack of clarity. So you have unclear or vague goals, which then you're kind of working towards like a bunch of different things versus just one thing. And so when you get a clear vision of whatever desired result that you want, then it's much easier to stay motivated and do things that push the needle towards that goal because you know the direction that you're going in. When it's vague and unclear, then you're going to lose that motivation and you're going to end up yo-yo goal setting. It could also be because of fear of failure. So you're going to hold yourself back from even doing the work to achieve this goal because you're going to let the self-doubt wash over you, or you're going to maybe overconsume instead of create. You're going to procrastinate. You're going to avoid doing the things you need to do in order to achieve this goal. And therefore, you never really get started. You may have a goal or an idea that you want to do, and then you're really enthusiastic about it for a week, but then that kind of fizzles out and you haven't built the habit of discipline, and you rely on that enthusiasm and that motivation to help you achieve that goal. And when you wake up and you're like, man, I'm not motivated to do anything today, then what do you do? Usually you don't do what you need to do when you don't feel like doing it. And with that comes planning out what could happen, planning out your obstacles, because you can essentially, when you feel motivated, when you feel creative, then you can knock out a bunch of different things, maybe to help you on the days when you don't feel like doing it, or you don't have like a creative spark, or you aren't feeling inspired or passionate, because we all go through these ruts of I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And then the next week you're like, oh, I really don't want to, you know, such and such happen. Or I'm just in my emotions right now and I need to process them. And so planning ahead of time will help you be able to execute things on the days when you don't feel like showing up. So that's the 10, 20, 30% consistency I'm talking about. If you need to make videos once a week, and then on the day you're supposed to make videos, you're like, I have nothing to talk about, whatever. You can already have a list of things that you want to talk about, and you just choose one and you make a short video about it. Whether you're feeling motivated or excited to talk about it, you still show up as you are and you talk about it, because that's what you need to do in order to achieve whatever goal you're achieving or you're working towards. Sometimes too, like, setting really big goals can be scary and overwhelming, because you're like, man, my goal is to make $1 million or to be a millionaire, and it's like you've never made money before or made like lots of money before, and you think about it, you're like, I'm never going to be able to do that. Then you're going to get paralyzed by indecision and confusion. And then your brain's going to be all muddy. And then you're going to start trying to do all the things at once. And then you're going to lose steam. Because again, like, you could be excited that this is your goal, and then you do all these things that excite you when you feel that way. And then something comes up in life, like an obstacle comes up. And then you're like, oh, I got to deal with this obstacle. And then I have to go around it. But then you're like, well, I don't feel that spark or that excitement anymore, but I still want this goal. But now what do I do? Do I need to create another goal? Do I need to not do something? And then you're just questioning yourself, and it's kind of just this pattern and this cycle. And so it's going to take you longer and longer to get to reach that $1 million mark, because you're just doing all of these other things instead of having that clear direction of this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it no matter what. And also, negative self-talk can undermine your confidence, and then here comes in self-doubt too, or limited beliefs. You don't believe that you could actually achieve that goal, and then you get into that negative self-talk pattern. Then you end up maybe not doing anything or becoming paralyzed by overthinking things and then not taking the action necessary to achieve that goal. So how you want to set a goal is you want to understand what you're trying to achieve. Go ahead and plan for those obstacles. Any obstacles that can come up, create a plan for them. If you have kids and it's like, I do podcasts on Thursdays, and if my kid is at home sick on Thursday, what can I do if that happens? If I need to tend to them, what can I do? Do I have a backup vault of podcasts that I can just pull from so then I don't have to record on that day or something like that? Like, you're creating a plan for the obstacle, and then you need to clarify what you want your ideal result to be. And what, if you achieve that result, what would that look like to you? How would that improve your life or change your life, or how would that benefit you for achieving that goal? And the more specific and detailed you are, the clearer your vision will be. So you need to set goals that are clear, that meet your needs. You need to set a goal with some kind of measurable aspect to it. So it's money, weight, maybe time, something like that. And then if it's a long-term goal, then you can break it down. So say I want to make this time next year, I want to make $1 million. Then I can break down each quarter what I would need to do. And then I can break that down into smaller things. So within each quarter, then I can take each month. And then within each month, then I can take each week what I need to do. And then I can take it down to the day. I need to do this on this day, this on this day, and then you're breaking it down into smaller sections as to not overwhelm your brain with, I gotta do all of these things at once. And so I am outlining the actions that I need to take in manageable and doable steps. I think too, it's a good idea to establish accountability with someone. So share your goal with someone. And that's, again, why I like having a coach, because especially if you get coached by me, we like to set weekly goals, 2 to 3 small goals. And then we come back the next week and we meet and then we reevaluate and then we talk about what worked, what didn't work, and what could change. I like to think of goals as not necessarily set in stone. For example, when I say next year I want to make $1 million, if I make more than $1 million, then I surpass my goal, right? But I can always shift my goal to align with another future result. So if I made $1 million 1 year, and then the next year I can say, okay, I'm going to make $3 million this year. And then you kind of keep adding to that. Because sometimes goals may need to be adjusted based on circumstances or new information, or maybe you set a timeline for yourself. So for me, running the 3 miles in 24 minutes at the end of June, maybe I run it at the end of May. So I can readjust and reevaluate, like, what do I want to do next? What's my next move going to be? So think about the next time you are wanting to have a different result in your life. What goal are you working towards? Why you're working towards that goal? And how can you break it down in a simple manner where you can actually achieve that goal? Okay, I think that's all I have for you today. And as always, if you have questions, concerns, you want to stay connected, then check out my Instagram and TikTok at Merritt Rollins Brown. And we have a hurling tournament coming up in Memphis this weekend. So I will once again be out of town, but I'm excited to travel with some of the team and play in a tournament we've not played in before. At least my husband and I have not played in this tournament before. So we'll see how that goes. All right, I will chat with y'all next week. Okay, bye.